Welcome back, everyone, to the Xamarin Show, Snack Pack Edition. Today, we're talking about iOS simulators, specifically how to start debugging your iOS applications, whether you're on a Mac, like this beautiful rose gold MacBook that I have here, or if you're using Visual Studio over on the PC. So let's get to it. We're going to hop right over to our Mac and see what we need to have. So here I am inside of Xamarin Studio, or IDE, for the Mac. Now, I've already installed Xamarin, I've already installed Xcode, and when you install Xcode, it'll install some simulators for you. So I'm going to go here and select Single View App. I'm going to say, hello, Xamarin Show 2, maybe 2, just make sure it's unique. This is important. It's going to support both iPad and iPhone. That means those simulators will be available. And then here, it'll ask me what versions of iOS I would like to support all the way back to. You'll always be building against the latest SDK and Xcode version that you have installed, but I can say I want to go all the way back to iOS 8. I'm going to hit Next. I'm going to hit Create. And this is simply going to go ahead and spin up a brand new project for me. Now, over here, we have a solution. I can go into Options, and there's a Configuration Manager. Now, I'm in the Debug Configuration, and we can see Debug iPhone Simulator is selected. What's also important is that up here in the top left corner, we can see our debug iPhone simulators. I have a whole bunch of different simulators active here. So here we can see I have iOS 9.3 and iOS 8.4. So I can select one of those simulators and hit debug. This will compile up my application and start the simulator right here on my Mac. Now, you may be wondering, well, why do I only see iOS 3, 9.3 and iOS 8.4? Well, that's because those are the simulators that I have installed. So let's get our application running really quick right here. This is our iOS simulator. This is the 9.3 and iPhone 6. Now, that debug menu is only showing me what I have installed and what my application can support. So there's my beautiful, beautiful application, blank screen. Well, lovely. Now, if I go into this info plist, this is essentially all the information for my application. We can see here that this is telling me that I'm supporting different portrait modes. My application is universal. If I was to only select iPhone, I would only see iPhone simulators, and also the deployment target. So here I can modify this. If I say that I only want to support 9.0 devices, we can see immediately that up here in the top left that we only now see iPhone 9.3 simulators. Now, what happens if you need to actually test on a 9.0 device? Well, if you boot up Xcode, Apple's IDE and Interface Builder, we can go into Preferences in the top left. Under Components, you'll have access to download additional simulators. So if for some reason you need to go back in time and test on older devices, you can download additional simulators. Whenever you upgrade Xamarin with Xcode to the latest version, let's say iOS 10, it'll download only the iOS 10 simulators. So you'll need to go back and download the iOS 9 simulators. That's it. It's really that simple just to kind of control where you're debugging your application. But what if you're over on a PC? So let's hop over to our PC. So I'm here on a Surface, and what we see first is that I have Visual Studio, and I can go ahead and create a brand new project, just like I did over in Xamarin Studio. Here I'm going to go ahead and select a iPhone application, and I'm going to select Single View App. We'll just call it App38, which is a beautiful name for an application. Now, just like I created this project over in Xamarin Studio, it has the same exact setup. So over here, I can left-click on the solution, go to Configuration Manager, and we're going to see that it set me to iPhone. I have iPhone and iPhone simulator. There is no deploy. It knows how to deploy automatically. So up here, what we can see, if I zoom in, is that we have debug, iPhone, and iPhone simulator. You always want to select iPhone simulator. And when you're connected here to your Mac, all of your iOS devices will show up, which is pretty cool. We also have unsupported devices because these are simulators that are installed, but your application doesn't target it, which is pretty nice to see. Now, this connection to your Mac is really important. You see I'm connected, I just entered my IP address, or just on your network, it'll automatically pick it up. And that's how it's communicating over to the Mac. Now at this point, if I was just to hit debug, it would go off and launch the iPhone simulator over on my Mac, because that's where the iPhone simulator lives. What we want to do is we want to go over to developer.xamarin.com. This is a great place to get started with documentation. But here I can type in iOS simulator, and you'll see a whole bunch of different sections. The first one is the iOS simulator for Windows. This is our remote iOS simulator for Windows that is currently in preview, as you can see right here. You can simply download the installer with a single click. It'll download it to wherever you want. Click install, it's just a little 17 meg install, and you're done. You'll want to close down Visual Studio and reopen it. Now I've already have it installed, so we're good to go. Then under Tools, Options, and Xamarin iOS Settings, you'll see that connection to the Mac that I was just talking about. Then you're going to see Simulator, the remote simulator for Windows. That means when this is checked, it'll start the Xamarin remote simulator, iOS simulator for Windows, instead of having to go back and forth to your actual Mac. So let's try it out. So here, I'll go ahead and select OK. I'm going to go ahead and select maybe the iPhone 5S, for instance. Hit Debug. This is now going to compile up all my C# code, compile up my application, and then what it'll do is start the iOS simulator right here on my PC. And we'll go ahead and take a look at it. Build successful. We're launching. And the first thing it'll do, it'll connect, make sure it has the Mac connection, and it'll launch that iOS simulator right here. Of course, you could keep it open so you don't have to relaunch it every single time. There we go. And now we're going to launch App 38. Boom, it's awesome, it's good to go. Now, this is a pretty full-fledged simulator. It gives you everything that you have access to. You can take screenshots, you can launch it, you can hit the home screen, you can use the keyboard, use location inside of here. And of course, you can even rotate the device, shake the device, anything that you could do, including simulating Touch ID. Now, what's really cool about this is that it's a touchscreen, so I can just use my finger, like I'm using here, and I can just go ahead and scroll around. I can pinch to zoom. You can see my mouse is over here on the left, but I'm just simply moving around, and it's super fast, and you have access to everything. Well, then, unique advantages here is that if you need to debug on multiple simulators, let's say an iPhone 6, you can select the iPhone 6, hit debug, and my iPhone 5S and my iPhone 6 will both boot up at the same time, which is pretty awesome. So let's see it here as it continues to launch the new application, and here's my iPhone 6 simulator. So now I have both the iPhone 5S and the iPhone 6 simulators right there. You can go ahead and do a whole plethora of all the different simulators available. And of course, if you click on that info P list, you'll have that same exact setup that we saw earlier over on Xamarin Studio. You can control iPad, iPhone Universal. You can also control your deployment target to go all the way back to 8.0. And of course, when you do that, your settings up inside the debug menu will update. So you'll have access to all the different simulators available for everything that your application supports. Awesome. So there you have it, debugging on both Mac and from Visual Studio all of your iOS applications with the iOS simulator. Hope you like the snack pack. Hope you come back for more.